From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. President Donald Trump is expected to announce sometime today, perhaps within the hour, that he is reversing decades of U.S. policy and recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. However, he will likely delay moving the U.S. embassy there to Tel Aviv from Tel Aviv. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked Tuesday if the president is set in his decision.
The president, I would say, is pretty solid in his thinking at this point.
Mr. Trump spoke with regional leaders ahead of the announcement, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, Jordan's King Abdullah, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, and Saudi King Salman. Mr. Abbas warned Mr. Trump of the dangerous consequences that such a decision could have on the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Palestinians view East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Iraq's Prime Minister here, Haider al-Abadi, rejected the decision and warned of instability in the region. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric expressed the concerns of Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The Secretary General has said that he has consistently warned against any unilateral action that would have the potential to undermine the two-state solution. And we've always regarded Jerusalem as a final status issue that must be resolved through direct negotiations between the two parties based on relevant Security Council resolutions.
Jordan and the Palestinians have called for an emergency Arab League meeting. This is VOA News. Russia has been banned from competing in the 2018 Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Following a 17-month investigation, the International Olympic Committee, or IOC, ruled that Moscow had deliberately manipulated the global anti-doping program through a state-sponsored conspiracy. Russian officials are reacting with anger, accusing the IOC of being part of an anti-Russia campaign. Henry Ridgewell has more.
In the run-up to the IOC decision, ice hockey teams across Russia posted videos on the internet with the message, "We want to go to the Olympics." But their protestations were in vain. To the dismay of many Russians, the president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, announced the ban Tuesday evening.
This systemic manipulation of the anti-doping system in Russia was an unprecedented attack on the integrity of the Olympic Games. So this is why the IOC Executive Board has today suspended the Russian Olympic Committee with immediate effect.
Over 20 Russian athletes have been banned following doping tests conducted on samples taken at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday that the United States is convinced that incidents affecting the health of diplomats in Cuba are targeted attacks. Tillerson also dismissed Cuba's claim that the U.S. has not provided enough information to Cuban investigators, saying he would not divulge information that violates the privacy of the victim or helps the perpetrator determine how effective the attacks were. U.S. investigators believe American diplomats and others in Havana may have been attacked by a sonic weapon earlier this year. Cuba has denied involvement. The opposition in Honduras is proposing a runoff election from the November 26th presidential election, but this only if authorities refuse to undertake a full recount following days of delays in counting the votes. Incumbent Juan Orlando Hernandez now leads the count, despite challenger Salvador Nasrallah leading early on. Heather Nauert is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
The election authorities there completed a special scrutiny process. This is an important step we see in achieving a final election result that accurately represents the will of the Honduran people and expressed in the November the 26th election.
The vote count delay has raised suspicions that the election is being manipulated. And Johnny Hallyday, known as the French Elvis in his country, has died at the age of 74. President Emmanuel Macron hailed Hallyday as a vibrant icon for more than 50 years. He sold more than 100 million records. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.